Why water baptism, part 31. I'm Professor Hannes Rethinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us. Or have any information, have a question, please contact us at 0722-367-124. That's a WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. All small letters. If this is the first time that you are going to participate in our study, you are most welcome. But I will urge you to go to part one of the study and start from the beginning, because we have missed quite a bit of information up to this stage. It is very, very important to subscribe to the channel. By subscribing, you will receive all the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with. There's especially two studies, which is the revelation of the book Revelation, and also what is your God's name. The information there also runs parallel with the study we are currently busy with. Share the link with your friends and family. Make sure that you have the 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventist churches. Instead, we are not affiliated to any church, denomination or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning throughout the world. We also are only, we're mainly using the 1611 King James or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Priyat Rottenham in 1860, which is one of the oldest Hebrew stroke English Bibles you will lay your hands on. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahashua, the name God was originally Elohim or Hashim, the name Lord was originally Yahweh, the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yahfist, according to 1 Peter 4, verse 16, in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, as did the disciples of Yahashua and his followers 2,000 years ago. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahashua. Just take note that I'm only doing this announcement every Monday, and not the whole week. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. The theme of our study, why water baptism? John 5 recalls, he says, I came in the name of my Father. Now it's very important that we should listen to what Yahashua says here. Now we have dealt, last week we've dealt with a couple of scriptures in the Old Testament. And like I said last Friday at the end, we are going to use New Testament scriptures. Now in John 5:43, for those making notes, John 5:43, I'm coming in my Father's name. I came in my Father's name. I came in my Father's name. In my Father's name. Actually, I've explained to you last week that if I say to you that I've inherited my Father's name, and my name is Hannes, then what is my Father's name? It can't be Nico or anything, or Peter or John. No, no, no. It also needs to be Hannes. Now, if his name is Jesus, and in John 14 he says he inherited his Father's name. If his name is Jesus, what is his Father's name? Can't be anything else than Jesus, because that's common sense. I came in my Father's name. The question then must be, what is his Father's name? Is it God, Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh? Is it the ancient Hebrew name Yahweh? He says, I've come in my Father's name. Oh, there's the name, I am who I am. No, that's not a name. That's a reference, a referral. When Yahweh Elohim said to Moses, tell Pharaoh, I am who I am. He didn't announce his name. Yeah, there's a lot of things like Yod Hei Vav Hei, behold the hand, behold the nail. There's nothing like that. I came in my Father's name, and ye received me not. Yahushua is actually accusing the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Israelites. He says, I came in my Father's name. I will come in my own name. I've came in my Father's name, and you received me not. Now, we also know that in the Old Testament, when a king sends a messenger, he will use his ring to make a seal on a document, and then he will send the messenger with the document. Now, that seal is actually a seal of approval that he will send, is actually representing the name of the king. So once the person that receives a letter notice the seal of the ring of the king, it is as if the king himself is present and making an announcement. So this is what's happening here. Yahushua says, I came in my Father's name, and you've received me not. Although I have the seal of approval, although I've showed the miracles, I've forgiven sins, I've risen Lazarus from the dead, I've walked on the water. It's not out of myself. It's out of the power of my Father. Why? Because I came in the name of my Father. And you received me not. Instead, constantly you were trying to kill me. Constantly you were trying to murder me. You received me not. If another shall come in his own name, another messenger, him you will receive. Now the same thing is happening in South Africa, especially with the revelation names. Because I'm a South African, Afrikaans-speaking South African, although I speak different languages as well, it is commonly, it's the nature of the Afrikaner not just to accept one of his own. If an American or a European will come to South Africa with this revelation gospel, many other South African people already would have received and accept the names, the revelation of the names, the ancient Hebrew sacred names. But because the Bible says a prophet is not honored in his own country or in his own town. I'm not a prophet. That's just the other thing. I'm a messenger. I'm a priest. I'm a messenger of good news. I'm an instrument that Yahweh is using. And he's using every one of us as he wishes. But if it's somebody from some other country, with another accent, the South African people will immediately accept it. And the same happened to Yahushua 2,000 years ago. I've came in my Father's name. I came with a message of salvation. I came with a message of power and hope. But you Israelites wouldn't receive me. Now he's accusing them. He's saying, if another should come in his own name, him will you receive. It's very important to notice that Yahushua is referring to the name of his Father. Remember John chapter 14 where he says, I've inherited the name of my Father. Always bear that in mind. As we continue with the study now, the word is truth. What is the word? It is truth. The whole gospel of salvation is based upon truth and truth alone. Doesn't the Bible say that the truth shall set you free? Of course it does. John 17 verse 17, and this is my scripture. John 17 states, sanctify them through thy truth. Now, you, in your Bible, the thy, T-H-Y, you can make it a couple, a capital T, and you can make truth also a capital T. Sanctify them through thine truth. The word is truth. The word, the spoken word is truth. The rhema word is truth. It is the truth that shall set you free. It's not a lie. You can't be set free by lies. It doesn't work that way. Because lies has got a way of catching up. If you live in a life of lies, it was going to catch up with you later on. But the word says sanctify. Sanctify, purify, make them holy through thy truth. And this word which I'm preaching, which I'm bringing to you in this study about the baptism and the immersing in water, is truth. It is to be sanctified in the truth. It's not just to be, just to accept a church membership or something. It is to be sanctified in the truth. Sanctified in the holiness. Sanctified in the revelation word. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is the truth. Yahshua's instructions to his disciples. Now you must fasten one of your seatbelts. From now on, we're moving into very deep water. We will have to decide between instructions that Yahshua gave to his disciples and the way they performed in that instructions. When we are going to look at the instructions that Yahshua gave his disciples, we are going to find that they actually were ignoring the instructions and they were performing in totally a different way. And yet, it carried the blessings of Yahweh, our Elohim. Now we need to listen very carefully and also allowing the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to open our eyes, because in 600 years, certain church dogma, Roman Catholic dogma, was teached. And it became part of Protestant theology, wherein we grew in. We were born in it. As we continued, we grew in it. And it became part of our lives. That's why when we come to certain scriptures that actually derailing that which we thought was the right way of living and the right scriptures, it is very hard. Imagine whether you're South African or American or European or wherever in the country, it is very hard to accept that we were wrong. We as humans, we don't want to admit that we were wrong. And to come to the revelation word, and to understand the revelation word, as becomes to the place where we need to admit that we were wrong. Not to satisfy me or anybody else. But if I read you the scriptures, I give you the explanation, and you allow the Ruach HaKodesh to do its part, the scales will just fall off your eyes. But you need to allow the Ruach HaKodesh to convince us. That is part of his instructions. The Ruach HaKodesh will lead and teach us in all truth and righteousness. We're going to read one of the oldest baptism scriptures in the New Testament. Immediately we say, Prof, it's Matthew 28 verse 19. I know it by heart. It's fine. It's fine. But we need to investigate what this is all about. We need to understand what Yaffa was saying to his disciples. Now, I first just want to, having you thinking about Matthew 28:19, about the baptism, I want to remind you of something that Yahushua said to Peter. But that will have to, wait till tomorrow morning. Otherwise, I will have to stop in the middle of a discussion, and it's very awkward. I don't like it. I'd never like to stop in the middle of a discussion. I'd rather wait till tomorrow morning. You go and study Matthew 28 verse 19. And make sure you grasp what Yahushua said to his apostles. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.